Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm telling you, I'm so stirred up today. I am stirred up, I tell you, about daily television. I'm stirred up about Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And most everybody knows, but you in the radio television audience probably don't, maybe not know this, but I'll just go ahead and tell you. Last May, I was headed to the treadmill, and all of a sudden, this terrible pain knocked me in the floor. But anyway, my appendix ruptured. And so I needed a Merry Heart Does Good like a medicine, because I've never had an extended hospital stay. I've been living in divine health for so long. And so they had me all prepped and got ready to get in there, you know. I said, hold it. I mean, they're just ready to push me in and knock me out, you know. I said, hold it. I said, you call this an appendectomy? I said, and what do you call it when you take your tonsils out? They said, a tonsillectomy. I said, what do you call it when you take a growth off your head? A haircut. And the surgeon said, he got me on that one. Now, it wasn't for him. It was for me. I needed a merry heart like a medicine. Glory to God. But I'm so stirred up over all this, as you can tell. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, mama. We thank you for this book. And we praise you for our Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves before you this morning for the anointing to teach, preach, and heal like Jesus from your word. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I just want to let everybody know I can't heal anybody. But the Spirit of God through me can and will.
Amen.
So, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 26, please. And I want to start with the 16th verse. This day, say this day.
This day.
This day the Lord thy God hath commanded, and notice these, we're talking about the command authority of a follower of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus Christ. This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgment. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all your soul. I mean, put your heart into this thing, not just because I said so.
No.
Now, the Ten Commandments, I have no other God before me. Mm-hmm. I make no engraven image. I don't carry his name in vain. I keep the Sabbath to keep it holy. I've honored my father and mother all the day of my life. Praise God. I do not steal. I do not kill. I do not steal. I do not commit adultery. I do not bear false witness. And I do not covet. Except for those things the great Apostle Paul, who is a Benjamite, by the way, this is part of what we're going to see here. He's from the tribe of Benjamin. Except he said, covet those nine manifestations of the Spirit of God. That excites me. I just got cold bumps all over me today. Whew. My goosebumps got goosebumps. I'm so excited and turned on. But with all your heart. Now, thou hast vouched the Lord this day to be thy God and to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and to hearken unto his voice. And the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people. He hath promised thee, and thou shouldst keep all his commandments to make thee high above all nations, which he hath made in praise, in name, and in honor, that thou mayest be a holy people unto the Lord thy God as he has spoken. and Moses with the elders of Israel. Now, listen, here we have approximately 2 million people by this time. One is on one mountain, one's on the cursed mountain, one on the blessing mountain. And we'll look at those in just a moment. And be that when you shall pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set up the great stones and plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt write upon them. They didn't have any paper. That wasn't invented for centuries and centuries and centuries. But it's the same.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Write them up the words of this law when you're passed over, that you may go into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that flows with milk and honey, as the Lord God thy as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee. Therefore, it'll be when you're gone over Jordan that you shall set up those stones which I command you this day in Mount Ebal, that thou plaster them with plaster. And thou shalt build an altar to the Lord God, an altar of stones, and you'll not lift up any iron tool upon them. Then thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God with whole stones and burnt offerings upon unto the Lord thy God, and thou shalt offer peace offerings, and you'll eat there. Now, I mean, they're spending time. This is a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to eat on those mountains. You'll eat there and rejoice before the Lord thy God. And you'll write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. Mm. Now, Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. I put a little corner there for a purpose. O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God, and obey the voice of the Lord thy God, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command this day. Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you're come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Joseph and Benjamin. Now, this is the blessing mountain. We are of the tribe of Judah.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul was a Benjamite. Mm. Both on the blessing mountain.
Amen.
Now, God arranged that purposely. Well, he arranged everything purposely because he's perfect.
Oh, yes.
Now, stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Now, I want to show you those mountains so that you can see these. There they are. Now, notice on the Blessing Mountain, if you could get up close to it, there's vegetation. And this Ebal, see that whole right side of it? It's alkaline. I mean, they're still there today, of course. It's alkaline. Now, and the Levites shall speak and say unto all men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that makes any graven or molten image. Well, I just quoted the Ten Commandments to you. An abomination unto the Lord, the work of your hands of the craftsman, and put in a secret place. And all the people shall say, amen. Now, he's talking about 1 million people shouting amen, or so be it. Cursed be he that sets light by his father or his mother. And all the people say, amen. Cursed be he that removes his neighbor's landmark. See what's happening? There's civil obedience. You don't move another man's landmark.
No.
So you can scouch over there And people are still trying to do that today. But these are laws. And curses that go with them if you break them. Well, he had to get that over to them. And they're shouting and crying. I'm talking about God. And a million people on each mountain or so, shouting back and forth, having to live on these mountains. And it's marking their thinking. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that marks any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of craftsmen, and put it in a secret place. And all the people shall shout, amen. Cursed be he that sets light by his father and mother, and all the people shout, amen. Cursed be he that removes his neighbor's landmark, amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out in the way. You're going to take care of the blind people. There's coming a man that'll fix that. But this is the whole idea. And you can read all those. Now, come over here to chapter 28. I want you to notice how this is worded. It shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
Amen.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed you be in the city, and the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, K-I-N-E, not K-I-N-D. People just kind of bit by that and say kind, and it didn't say kind, it said kind, K-I-N-E, your equipment. They're farming people, your oxen, your equipment. Today it would be the whatever God has called you to do. The equipment to do it is under the blessing.
Oh, yes. Amen.
But now you have to believe for it. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They'll come out against you one way and flee before you seven. I want you to notice there's no mention of the devil here. Now, I'm mentioning this over and over again because we already know about the devil, so we have to put ourselves in their mindset. They had never heard of him. In Malachi, he's called the destroyer.
Yes.
Now, at the Exodus, he's not mentioned. Ever. The only time you'll find any reference to him is in the book of Isaiah. But he's not called the devil, he's called Lucifer.
Oh, yes.
And he was perfect in the day that he was created, and iniquity was found in him. So there's no redemption for him. So let's continue. The Lord shall establish thee. Now listen, did you hear that? The Lord shall establish thee. You don't have to do it. He'll do it.
Amen.
He will establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord and be afraid of thee. Now, there you have a clue. There you have a clue. Jacob name was changed to Israel. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who became Israel. They do this. And they prosper when no one else does.
Amen.
Well, the devil tries to put a bad light on them. When this ministry began to prosper financially, I mean, they wrote bad books about me, but I have better sense than to read that. Because Gloria and I have kept this ministry pure. Amen. I mean, we've kept it pure all these years on the Word of God. There have been no scandals about this ministry. They just got mad because we prospered. And they think that I own the airplanes. I don't. Well, I own one. But, and that's a cute story. But it's just a little small single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza. But now here's what the people don't know, and the world needs to know this. There is a formula that if the ministry takes me or Gloria someplace in a ministry airplane that's a personal trip, then the IRS has a formula for that, and you work that formula, which takes care of all the expenses, and then it is added to my income tax, and I pay taxes on it.
That's right.
So I just want the world to know that.
Amen.
Amen. You need to find these things out.
Yes, they do.
And I'm, you know it all and I forget about it, but it needs to be mentioned that our partners know that and that the world knows that, praise God. So, and I might talk about that little V-tail finanza sometime, but anyway, I did that to honor my wife, Gloria. So, now notice, plenteous in goods and the fruit of your body and the fruit of your cattle and the fruit of your ground and the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open unto you, the Lord, read it again. I'm excited. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. What is that? The heaven to give rain to your land. People think, oh, here comes the money. No, the rain. And the rain produces crops. And the crops produce your living and your money. And you'll not, And you shall lend to many nations and shall not borrow. The United States has borrowed itself into a hole. He did it for them and made them the head, not the tail. It's easy for God to do it for this nation because it belongs to Him. But just like them, they had to be remind God of that covenant. They had to remind Him of it. The covenant and the contradiction. Okay, I marked that right here. In response, all the people said, amen. Cursed is he who dishonors his father and mother, the priest continued. Again, in response, all the people said, amen. And the priest finished reading the curses recorded in the law from Mount Gerizim. The Levites loudly declared the blessing, continuing down the list of blessings until all of them, they read all that they begun. If you will listen, diligent to the Lord our God. A clear voice. These are covenant words. These are covenant people. From the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. Thank you, Lord. Well, yeah, let's turn over there. We need to see that. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. I am El Shaddai. I am the God who's more than enough. Walk before me and be thou perfect or blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be the father of many nations. Neither shall your name be any more called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Hey, now, we're over here in Deuteronomy. This has happened. But look at it. Abraham, Hashem, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the H. He changed his name. That's the first recorded covenant name change in history. Gloria became Gloria Jean Copeland. She did not insist on keeping her maiden name.
No.
I just leave that hang there. But this is when it started. I will make thee exceeding fruitful. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee. Now, wait a minute. Just hold on here a second. Our first president, George Washington, could have turned anywhere in his Bible, but he went right there. And then he shocked everyone. He kneeled down and kissed his Bible and said, You will be our God and we will be your people.
Amen.
They walked arm in arm to St. Paul's Chapel in New York City that survived 9/11.
That's right.
And there, they dedicated this land. And Leviticus 25:10, let freedom ring throughout the land. And I'll remind you, they rang it until they broke it. Now, for the people that want to fuss about it and say, well, they were just deists. Well, I don't care what you say. Records, just go check out. You just go check Act Number One in Congress. Number one, yes, but George Washington had slaves. Well, tell the rest of the story. He did have, but he paid them a living wage.
Yes, he did.
And they were treated like family, and he left in his will. Now, he's president. Mm-hmm. He could have done anything he wanted to do as far as that goes. He left in his will that they would be freed forever. And I'll be back in just a moment. Hallelujah.
Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, he will have whatever he says. Believer, it's time to operate in the fullness of the power of Christ in you. Get your Authority in Jesus package, an MP3 teaching and study guidebook by Kenneth Copeland, and learn what it means to be seated in heavenly places in Christ, reigning with Him. Jesus became a human like us so we could become like Him. When you use the name of Jesus in faith, all the power and authority He has backs you up. Are you needing wisdom? Receive it by faith. Are you facing sickness? Speak God's healing promises. Lack? Declare His provision. God's creative power goes to work when by faith you speak out His promises. Learn to use your authority in Jesus and fulfill His call to bring salvation and deliverance to the world. Request your free copy of Your Authority in Jesus package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a child of God, you have been given authority to operate in the blessing. Learn how to live in the victories Jesus has given you. Go to our website, kcm.org.uk/TV special, or call 01225-787-310. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period. Believe what that book says, not what your feelings say.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/ca today.
These covenants, they're not just testaments. Mm. They are blood covenants. The world needs to know this. And we'll talk more about this from Greg and my book on this, God, the Covenants, and the Contradiction. So, we'll see you tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow. Amen. Until then, remember this, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo-hoo-hoo. Glory to God.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.